This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and it's the live Sunday edition of the program. As always, you're invited to join us toll free. We'll give you the numbers and Skype username that you can bring up whatever you want. Obviously, a lot of people are talking about the shooting that transpired late last night in Orlando, Florida, inside what is being called a gay club. I've also heard it called a gay-friendly club, Pulse, in Orlando, where a man, Omar Mateen, age 29, opened fire and has ostensibly killed at least 50 people.
Jeez.
And injured 53. It is apparently the largest mass shooting committed by a non-government agent in the United States history.
Wow. It's tragic.
There's a lot of news out there about this, and of course, a big question that a lot of people are asking is, well, is this terrorism related? And there apparently was some sort of threat issued by some kind of ISIS affiliate 3 days prior, claiming that an attack would be targeting Florida. So it's certainly possible.
And the guy's name is Omar, right?
Well, his name is Omar Mateen, and Omar apparently did contact. He did call 911 shortly before killing the 50 people at the Pulse Gay Nightclub. This story from the New York Daily News and elsewhere. He called them and mentioned the Sarnaev brothers, the two that were the alleged bombers Marathon bombing. He apparently pledged his devotion or declared his devotion to ISIS in that call to 911. So prior to conducting the attack, he let the police know that he was doing this on, in favor of or on behalf of ISIS.
So could potentially this be Omar, what's his last name?
Mateen.
Mateen, just acting like, I don't know, the Florida branch of ISIS, and then carrying out this attack, you know, that kind of thing.
ISIS has claimed responsibility since the attack as well. So whether they actually were involved in plotting it or not, who knows?
I could, right now, claim to be the New Hampshire branch of ISIS, right?
It'd be a bad idea because you can kind of get put in prison for affiliating with ISIS.
Go and deny all the things. You know, we're a spinoff of ISIS, but we don't believe in Islam. We don't believe in violence. We don't. Keep on declaring things that you believe that are against ISIS. But anyway, like anybody could do it. ISIS is that haphazard.
So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, of course, Skype username, lrn.fm. There's a couple interesting details here so far that have come out about this guy, Omar. And on his, I presume, Facebook, the pictures are all over the news at this point. There are two photographs of him taking bathroom selfies of himself wearing New York Police Department T-shirts. And apparently this guy was a security guard by trade.
Huh.
So obviously he's someone who, to some extent, is at the very least wanting to look like he's in favor of the police, or maybe at some point in his life was in favor of the police.
Interesting.
Maybe fancied himself to be a police officer, as some security guards would like to do.
Pretty sure the vast majority of police in this country would denounce this particular action, right?
Yep, that's true.
And ISIS.
So let's see. So he's wearing an NYPD shirt, and oh god, there was something else I wanted to point out. But anyway, we'll get into some of the news about this, and of course, you're welcome to share your thoughts here. Oh, I know what I heard. I'd heard that the Pulse nightclub is a gun-free zone. That it is one of those places where the proprietors would prefer their clients not be armed.
Yeah.
Which means that it's basically like shooting fish in a barrel.
Omar didn't listen to that?
No.
Did they have a sticker on the door? I mean,
I don't know.
Maybe he didn't know that there was a sticker on the door. I mean, if it's gun-free zone, that's ridiculous to think a terrorist would go in there and shoot people.
So, like,
the largest shooting in U.S. history occurred by non-government agents at a in a place where it's a gun-free zone, for God's sake. It's like these people don't care about your rules.
No, they sure don't. If you're a psychopath, you will ignore whatever rules have been posted, for sure. And I think that's interesting because it just basically means that everybody got slaughtered and no one could do anything about it.
Right. The gun-free zone people really need to figure out the difference between the open carry of long guns and the concealed carry of handguns. Like, there's a difference there. It's one thing to walk into a Starbucks with a AR-15 slung in ready grip right in front of yourself. And it's another thing entirely to have your concealed carry handgun that's tucked in the back of your belt like you do it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are obviously people that do concealed carry that are just going to ignore the gun-free zone signs, but those people are violating the rules and the property rights of the bar or whatever place has those rules. So,
personally, I don't care about those rules. I think that you can choose to not go to a club or a place that has a prohibition or a rule against having guns, but ultimately I don't think their rule overrides your right to be able to defend yourself. As long as you keep it concealed in the club, I don't think it's anybody's business what's in your pants or wherever.
I don't know about rights. When it comes to rights, you are not in the right when you concealed carry into a property that they have a sign on the door.
They have a right to kick you out, but that's it.
I think that's what it comes down to. Yeah. It's like, look, this is what I do, is I concealed carry, and I'm not a concealed carry guy, but I'm just speaking as the concealed carry guy, the imaginary concealed carry guy in my head, is this is what I do, I concealed carry, and if you don't like it, kick me out.
Sure.
Tell me never to come back, but I just want to make, I want you to look me in the eye and say that's what you want, that you want somebody who's, conducting themselves in fine fashion, that no problem here, it's just that you happen to see the butt of my gun or something like that, and now I've got to go.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any sort of actionable consequence beyond just kicking the person out.
I don't think there is either.
You don't owe them any money. You haven't created any damages or any problems.
There are no damages to concealed carrying. And frankly, it could be that your gun goes off. Maybe you're a really irresponsible concealed carrier.
Well, that's, I mean, certainly
chances of that are pretty slim.
Well, that's certainly the reason why you wouldn't want someone in a bar with a gun, because they might drink too much and then they might start brandishing the weapon and doing something stupid, and then it accidentally goes off or whatever. So I can understand why a bar owner wouldn't want that. Obviously, in some states, liquor law is probably completely prohibitive. But here in New Hampshire, as a bar owner, it's your decision. You can decide to either allow people in with guns or not. Some bars do, some bars don't. And so I understand the rationale behind it. But look, in this case, had one person in that place had a gun, and presuming,
made a difference.
And presuming that person wasn't the first person to get a bullet, then there's a chance that this might not have been 50 dead bodies. And then 53 on top are injured. So a lot of people.
You don't have to like those facts, but the facts are that when there's a concealed carry person on site, there are fewer deaths. I mean, there's just
absolutely
the statistics bear it out.
ISIS had claimed responsibility, according to the Daily Mail in the UK, for this deadliest mass shooting in the U.S. History, and says the gunman who slaughtered at least 50 innocent partygoers in an Orlando gay club was one of its fighters. Shooter Omar Mateen, 29, from Port St. Lucie, Florida, opened fire at the Pulse nightclub in the early hours of this morning, killing at least 50 people and injuring 53 others. It's the first time that ISIS has claimed responsibility for an attack on U.S. soil.
Interesting. So the rest of these attacks have not been claimed by ISIS.
How many other attacks have there been on?
There was the San Bernardino shooting out there. You think
that's
they would have claimed, claimed that?
They didn't, though.
But
and that was an attack specifically against government agents in that case by somebody who was upset with his coworkers.
Sure,
if I'm recalling correctly. Shortly before the attack, Mateen, who was born in New York to Afghan parents, called 911, pledged allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, according to law enforcement officials. And the terror group's Amaq News Agency said on Sunday the Islamist militant group was responsible for the shooting. Amaq, the news agency, reported, quote, "The armed attack that targeted a gay nightclub in the city of Orlando and the American state of Florida, which left over 100 people dead or injured, was carried out by an Islamic State fighter." U.S. officials cautioned, however, they had no immediate evidence or any direct connection with ISIS or any other foreign extremist group, nor had they uncovered any contacts between the gunmen and any such group. However, later on, you'll find out that this guy had been investigated by the FBI, apparently on more than one occasion.
Wow.
So the toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And you, if especially if you're in the gay community, really ought to consider checking out the Pink Pistols and learning about your right to defend yourself. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it! You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
news. The price of Bitcoin has risen $100 in the last 24 hours.
You don't consider that disturbing news, if not bad.
Why would it be disturbing news? The price of Bitcoin is going up. I guess, what, you're afraid that it's going to crash after it rises? I mean, of course, it's going to come back down. But frequently,
the problem is I guess I'm gun-shy. I've been with Bitcoin here since 2011, right? We got on board. We remember when Bitcoin was worth a dollar. And it seems like the naysayers will say, if Bitcoin, if Bitcoin goes up too quickly, oh my God, it's too volatile. You can't use it for anything. It's impossible to use this to buy merchandise because you buy it and it'll be, you know, sitting on the shelves worth, you know, like that kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
Then if it goes down, then you're like, dear God, Free Talk Live, you recommended people buy Bitcoin and now they've crashed. You've destroyed the lives of thousands of people.
It's false because you should only invest what you can afford to lose. So if you invest every single penny you have, you've destroyed your own life in taking risk. So that's not my fault.
I do think that cryptocurrencies are I think that they are the wave of the future. I'm not entirely sure what's going to happen with Bitcoin or with Ethereum or whatever, but I think that those are the directions that I'm interested in looking for, you know, both investments and my future generally. But and if it's flat, then people say, what do you care about this stuff? It hasn't gone up in months. You know, so
well, there's always going to be objections from people to new ideas. I mean, that's just how things are. You've got to overcome those objections in order to get through the sales process. In this case, we're trying to sell the idea of people using a money that empowers them rather than empowers the state or empowering banks, for instance. And Bitcoin is that thing. And what did I see today? That the Bitcoin market cap has now exceeded that of Western Union?
Hmm.
Which is a pretty big deal. If you think about it, Western Union is probably the largest and most successful remittances company in the entire world. And Bitcoin has now got more of value than Western Union does. So, wow. Congratulations, Bitcoin.
It seems to be being driven by the Chinese markets. The buys seem to be coming from the Chinese market.
Is that right? I have no idea.
I thought you had looked on, you were looking at the price.
I mean, there's a lot of buys in China, yeah, but there's also people buying in other markets as well. The Bitcoin average says that 79% of every Bitcoin purchased is coming from U.S. dollars, but they may not be factoring in the Chinese market.
Yeah, but they don't seem to factor in Chinese markets. So we don't know.
Yeah, who knows? But it's going on. It's on the way up. And if you want to learn more about Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. As we go to Sean in Texas, you can bring up anything. We'll talk more about the shooter in Orlando here in a little bit. Again, more than 50 people are probably dead, 53 injured. Sean is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live at the Inn and Mark.
Yeah, I was just curious. Is the Derek W. Perry, how he lost 100 pounds in a year?
Daryl W. Perry did the Penn Jillette diet, basically, and also exercise as well as changing the things that he ate. I don't specifically know exactly the things that he did eat versus didn't eat, but I know that it was Penn Jillette who also lost quite a bit of weight, and it was his story and his technique that inspired Daryl to get out there and do that. And he's still cranking away. I think he's in a triathlon now. He's become a completely different.
He doesn't have weight to lose any longer. Now
pretty much, yeah.
He's looking, now he's sort of essentially bodybuilding.
Going to the gym like every day, I think.
Obviously, concern about your body is something that goes on every day for the rest of your life, but he doesn't really have weight to lose.
Right.
So if you want to learn more about it, I would check out Penn Jillette and see whatever it was that Penn Jillette did, because that's what Daryl did, as I understand it. Is Daryl nodding behind me right now? I'm not looking at him. Is he,
now he's
shaking his head. But he can sit in here and talk about it if he feels so inspired. We've got Sean on the line in Texas. Daryl W. Perry joining us here in the studio. Daryl, what did you do to lose 140 pounds in 1 year?
So I did a paleo-type diet, but definitely more fruit than what paleo people will eat, because paleo people, or people that try to do what's called keto, to where your body goes into something called ketosis, they swear off fruit because fruit has sugar, and sugar is the devil, according to some people. But I absolutely hate vegetables, so I was eating some fruit. And I was also doing low-fat in addition to low-carb, so a lot of seafood, a lot of poultry Whereas people that are on a paleo diet, they'll eat a lot of steak and bacon and high fat with everything. So on the days that I would eat steak, I would not eat fruit.
So is there a name for this diet? Is it like
I call it paleo pescatarian.
Okay.
I don't think.
What does Penn call it? What does Penn Jillette call it?
Penn Jillette was on like a raw food sort of thing. Yes, absolutely.
You didn't do the same thing as
Penn. No, I was inspired by Penn, but I did not do the Penn Jillette diet.
Okay.
Partly because I don't know who Penn Jillette's nutritionist was, and I did not have access to Penn's diet plan from his nutritionist.
Sean, are you saying something there?
There's a hurricane. Not a hurricane, but a tornado coming in.
We are losing your connection. I hope you're not in a tornado. I wish you the best of luck. Thank you for the call tonight, Sean. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Obviously, Daryl, very inspirational to a lot of people out there who, especially the people who knew you before, they were saying things like they didn't recognize you when they saw you.
And I did meet Penn in Las Vegas a few weeks ago.
At the Libertarian convention there.
And I told him that he inspired me to lose 140 pounds, and he said, "Wow, 140 pounds, you've got me beat."
Really?
Yep. Yes.
Wow, he's so much taller that I would just guess that, that
he's not that much taller than Daryl.
How much 6'8".
Yeah.
And you are 6 what?
About 6'1".
One. Oh, 6'1"? Okay.
Right. Daryl is tall.
Yeah.
Penn Jillette is freakishly tall.
Penn's huge.
Here's the question I have is, was it hard? How many days were you sitting there saying, you know what, I'd rather just chew the inside of my cheek off than to go through the rest of this diet? These are the problems that I have when it comes to dieting is that when I try to deny myself things, I just freak out.
I didn't really, deny myself. If I got hungry, I would eat something. But I was just limiting what I was allowing myself to eat. So, it wasn't one of those things of, I've already had 1,000 calories, I cannot eat a banana now. If I was hungry, I would eat or drink something. Because a lot of times when you think you're hungry, you're just thirsty.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. I never noticed that before.
Yeah. When I think I want a chocolate cake, all I really need is a glass of water.
Right? No, I'm not saying when you have a specific craving. But there are times when people will think they're hungry, and so they'll just start, snacking on something when they're actually just thirsty. They just need to drink something.
What about alcohol? What role did that play in the...
I don't really drink a lot of alcohol anyway.
You're like a once-a-week kind of drinker. You got one
once
day
a drink, yeah. Maybe twice.
Yeah. Does this
I had a couple of beers last night in the Seacoast.
Cool.
It slows down your metabolism. I know that it can be a real effect as far as weight loss goes.
Well, I think also the wheat in the beer really screws with people more so than any slowdown of the metabolism.
So
said alcohol. It could have been Everclear for all I know.
Can learn more about you, Daryl, over on your website, darylwperry.com. Thank you for answering the question.
You're welcome.
We'll continue here. More on the Orlando shooting, and whatever you want to talk about goes here on Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition of the program. You can join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. In studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're talking about the shooting in Orlando. A large number of people have died, over 50. Over 50 also injured in the mass shooting, which is being touted as the most deadly of all of the mass shootings in U.S. history. And as Darrell W. Perry pointed out off the air, that's if you don't include government mass shootings of other people. So we're going to continue. You can certainly share your thoughts here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. We talked about Bitcoin a moment ago. It's been on an amazing tear upwards over the last 24 hours. And if you don't yet have a way to get Bitcoin, you need to have a Bitcoin wallet, and Jaxx.io is the best Bitcoin wallet out there. We're endorsing it here on Free Talk Live, and that's not only because it's being developed by a Free Talk Live listener, but it is. Jaxx.io, J-A-X-X.io, it's cross-platform, so you can have it on your phone, your tablet, your laptop, your desktop computer, if you're running Windows, Linux, Mac, Google, Android system, or iOS.
I feel like I have to have that when it comes to a Bitcoin
cross-platform
wallet. Yeah, the cross-platform aspect is really important to me. And the fact that you can put more than one cryptocurrency.
Yeah, you can do Bitcoin, Ether, and the new DAO tokens
right.
as well.
I mean, that's really important to me, too.
So, I don't know of any others that do this, and Jaxx is alone, as far as I can tell, right. in that category.
It's easy to endorse it, right?
Yeah, and it's also nice looking. It also looks nice, and it's easy to use.
Yeah.
So, go ahead and give it a try at Jaxx.io. It's free. You can download it straight from their website or go to the Jaxx app on the Google or Apple app stores. And by the way, you can easily use it to back up your wallet. And that way, if you lose the phone, you still have access to your funds. So, again, Bitcoin and these cryptocurrencies aren't stored on your phone. Your phone just has the key that is necessary to access your funds on the Bitcoin network. So there's really no risk. There's no reason not to do this. Jax.io, JAXX.io. We were talking about the shooting in Orlando late last night. The Pink Pistols have released a statement about it. And in addition, there is...
What's the Pink Pistols?
The Pink Pistols is a gay-friendly, or maybe... I don't know if you have to be gay to join the Pink Pistols, but it's definitely a gay-friendly gun rights organization. So, in other news, though, related news, the shooter, Omar Mateen, age 29, declared his devotion to ISIS in a 911 call that he made, I guess, before beginning his shooting. But further, interestingly, in 2013, the FBI interviewed Mateen after he made inflammatory comments to co-workers at his security company that he worked for. Mateen even alleged possible ties to terrorists, but the FBI closed the probe after investigators could not verify his comments. Then, just 1 year later, the FBI investigated Mateen a second time for potential ties to Munir Muhammad Abu Salah, the first American to commit a suicide attack in Syria. So this guy had been under FBI scrutiny a couple of times in the past, and that didn't stop him from going and committing mass murder last night.
Yeah, I don't really consider this to be some kind of incompetence on the part of the FBI. You can't know what somebody's going to do in the future. There's no way for them to know that. And if we rail on them for this sort of incompetence, all it's going to do is incentivize them to go after more, you know, like incarcerated people don't commit terrorism, so let's incarcerate a bunch of people.
Yeah, I wasn't advocating for that. I just want to make sure that that's clear. The story from the Pink Pistols appearing at thetruthaboutguns.com. Early Sunday, around 2 a.m. Eastern, the Pulse nightclub in Orlando was attacked by an armed individual. They say approximately 20 persons were killed. We know it's now more than 50. And over double that wounded when the attacker, Omar Mateen, pushed his way into the club and opened fire on patrons. Weapons carried by Mateen are reported as an assault-type rifle, a handgun, and a suspected explosive device. Orlando Police Chief John Mina said at a news conference that, quote, it appears he was organized and well-prepared. The Orange County Sheriff said that this is an incident that we certainly classify as a domestic terror incident. Preliminary investigation reveals that his family's from Afghanistan, though Omar may have been born in the United States. And somebody pointed out that, you know, this war by the United States in Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, that region, the more recent iteration of it has been going on for 15 years. And this guy's 29, which means that when those invasions were happening, he was a teenager. And his family's from Afghanistan. So he's been sitting, you know, stewing in likely a lot of anger over the United States government bombing peaceful people in his home country, killing innocent people. He's been probably stewing in that for a decade and a half now.
That does seem to be the complaint of people who are caught doing this stuff. I'm not talking about the ones that the FBI sets up and that sort of thing. I'm talking about specifically the ones that, you know, do it. The San Bernardino folks, the person who tried to blow up the truck in Times Square, the Boston bomber folks. Every time, they're always talking about their bitterness towards U.S. foreign policy and how it feels like it's a war against Islam to them. And, you know, if you feel like an organization is waging war on you, then some people that feel that way are going to attempt to wage war back.
Yeah, and it may be a long process of preparation for the day when they decide to go ahead and pull the trigger. I mean, I don't know how long this guy was preparing for this, but he's had 15 years to think about it and to get ready for it. And then, of course, a person like that will strike at a time and place where the FBI and the police will never be able to predict. It'll always be someplace else. And then after that, you know, now nightclubs will beef up their security or, you know, people will take reactive responses to this as though that's going to stop the next attack. And of course, if he just blasts the security at the front door of the club and then walks in, you know, let's say clubs around Orlando or wherever else beef up their security. If you've got somebody who's willing to die for their cause, there's very little as far as security goes that's going to stop that person.
Well, I mean, you probably should look at Israel for that. But, you know, ultimately, that's the truth. It's very difficult to stop somebody who's intends to die.
Right.
When you intend to die, you can do anything, as the old Ronin comic from the 80s said.
And he's dead, by the way, this shooter.
Right. So, I mean, you know, look, success. However many virgins that he thought he was going to get, I suspect he's counting on his fingers and toes at this point, trying to figure it out. There's nothing that they can... It's difficult to handle a situation like that. The best thing you can do is not make them angry in the first place. And from what we can tell, the vast majority of these people appear to have been angered by U.S. foreign policy. So maybe, just maybe, we should leave them alone over there, and then we won't have to fight them over here.
Gwendolyn Patton, the first speaker of the Pink Pistols, an international GLBT self-defense organization, warns people not to jump immediately to the assailant's guns as the object of blame, but to concentrate instead on the teen's violent acts, saying, quote, "The Pink Pistols gives condolences to all family and friends of those killed and injured at Pulse. This is exactly the kind of heinous act that justifies our existence. At such a time of tragedy, let's not reach for the low-hanging fruit of blaming the killer's guns. Let's stay focused on the fact that someone hated gay people so much they were ready to kill or injure so many. A human being did this. The human being's tools are unimportant when compared to the bleakness of that person's soul. Yeah. I say again, guns did not do this. A human being did this, a dead human being. Our job now is to demonize the man's, is not to demonize the man's tools, but to condemn his acts and work to prevent such acts in the future." Unquote. Patton's concerns are that knee-jerk gun control efforts may make preventing future events harder rather than easier, as only the law-abiding potential victims will be affected by such laws, saying that it's difficult, if not impossible, to foresee such an event, but if they cannot be prevented, then they must be stopped as fast as someone tries to start them. And as we pointed out earlier, had only one person had a gun, or a few people had guns inside that nightclub, it's very unlikely that there would be 50 dead bodies right now. Maybe some people would be dead, but not near as many.
The evidence is that when mass shootings occur and there's somebody with a gun nearby, that, well, fewer people get shot.
And if this guy knew this was a gun-free zone, and apparently it was, that may have affected his choice of venue. 855-450.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of New Biotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-981-5276. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. New Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of New Biotics away for free. 1-800-981-5276. That's 1-800-981-5276. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-981-5276.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live. Live Sunday edition here. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We're sharing a statement from the Pink Pistols about the Orlando shooting, which apparently targeted a gay-friendly or gay nightclub called Pulse late last night, about 2 in the morning. Apparently, the shooter forced his way into the club and shot 50-plus people to death. Apparently, there are over 50 people that have sustained some sort of injury from the attack. There were apparently around 300 people in the club, or more than 300 people in the club at the time of the attack. And it's just so surreal to be watching these things happen. Because I was up last night and saw the news coming in about this, and there were people hiding in the club tweeting out to people. It's just such a bizarre thing. I mean, I guess that's the world we live in now, but you'd think that you'd be doing other things besides tweeting while there's a mad shooter.
I want my concentration on something else, but, yeah. You know, that's me.
Yeah, it's just kind of, it was just like, wow, there's someone hiding in the club letting us know what's happening.
If you had that kind of time, then I suppose the tweeting seems fine, but I guess I'd want to have more situational awareness than me trying to do a swipe-o, you know, avoid swipe-os while tweeting on,
right.
You know, I just...
You don't have much situational awareness when you're looking at a phone. I mean, basically the rest of the world becomes occluded to you. You can't really tell what's going on around you, especially in a dark nightclub. I mean, there's no way that you're going to see anything. That the brightness from the phone screen is going to wash out the rest of your vision surrounding you.
Absolutely.
And please, if you're going to play dead, do not resist the urge to pull out your phone while you're playing dead and send updates to your friends.
Yes.
I can only just imagine how addicted people are to their phones where they just can't even resist even in a situation like that. So a little bit more from the Pink Pistols and then your calls and thoughts. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. Of course, the Pink Pistols saying, hey, don't blame the guns, blame the psychopath. And further, the venue, because this particular venue was apparently a gun-free zone. Now, I don't know if that's true of all bars in Florida. I mean, I used to live there, but I didn't really spend much time in bars, and I wasn't an open carrier at the time, so I didn't know what the rules were there. But according to the Pink Pistol, some bars and other establishments that serve alcohol are difficult to protect because many states forbid the carrying of weapons where alcohol is served.
And but, that makes a certain amount of sense. I understand why they would go ahead and make that ruling. It just sounds ridiculous, a place where people are imbibing alcohol. But I must, give the other side of that, which is that we, for years, went to an event called the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah.
Where I'm certain a great deal of alcohol was consumed.
Oh, yeah.
And many, many, many people were carrying weapons. And to the best of my knowledge, the worst situation that they had was one guy had bad gun etiquette one time.
Yep, I remember that time. That was actually in our broadcast studio later, I think, after one of our shows, where the guy was widely believed to be a federal agent undercover.
They widely believe that all the time.
And was very, very poor with his gun etiquette. But it's a situation where multiple people converged on that person and got him to behave in that moment. There's never been an accidental discharge that I know of at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. So,
I mean, I've read blog posts where people are tripping on LSD while open carrying and going down the road at this event, and somehow or another, things...
Really? I have not seen those blog posts.
There was one blog post out there. It might have been at the Liberty Forum. I'm not entirely sure which event it was.
So just as one event might have a designated driver, or one might have a designated driver who stays sober, one might have a designated carrier with a concealed carry permit who goes armed and doesn't drink. Quote, it's sad that we must consider such things, but when there are persons out there who mean us harm, we must find ways to protect ourselves within the law. And they go on to talk about how the Pink Pistols is an international organization dedicated to the legal, safe, and responsible use of firearms for self-defense of the sexual minority community. And chapters may be found across the United States as well as Canada. And you can learn more about them over at pinkpistols.org. Let's go to Joshua in Oregon. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Joshua.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hey. One of the things that I wanted to talk about was the need that we have to start talking about banning Sharia law in the United States.
Why would you want to do that?
Because Sharia law is the core of Muslim law.
Are you just going to ban Muslims too while you're at it?
No. But if
why not?
Islam,
well, let him talk. I'd like to hear.
If Islam is a religion of peace, and if Muslims are peaceful, then they won't mind having Sharia law banned in the United States.
Oh, I think they would, because Sharia law is—it's not a set of laws for you and I. It's basically a code for Muslims to follow that, you know, has details in it about how they should wash their feet, all kinds of stuff about how to be a Muslim, basically. So
most
of
Sharia law is law for Muslims in the same way that Talmudic law is laws for Jews. You're not suggesting banning that either, are you?
That's actually a moral equivocation.
Okay.
The only part of Sharia law that is based on Talmudic law is the halal certification.
That's not what he said.
Halal doesn't have anything to do with the eating habits of Muslims. The Talmud, Jews and Muslims' eating habits are different. So that's not a moral equivocation in that way.
That's
what
actually
I'm saying
not true.
I
worked at Whole Foods, and I'm kind of an expert on diets. And halal is lifted verbatim from kosher law.
I'm going to have to look that up because I've been told otherwise. But that's fine. What I'm saying here is that Sharia law is law for Muslims by Muslims, and Talmudic law is law for Jews by Jews. That's an that is equivalent, right?
Right, but
okay, good.
But to say that, but a rabbi is not he doesn't hold military rank. Every person that has religious authority in Islam also holds military rank.
I've never heard this claim before. Where'd you get that one from?
Well, I created the Banned Sharia brand in 2014 to explain to people what Sharia law is.
And how did you learn what Sharia law is? Were you a Muslim?
No. I read Ayan Hirsi Ali book Infidel like 10 years ago, and then Brigitte Gabriel's Because They Hate, and then I'm an expert on Jewish exegesis and cult history, et cetera, et cetera. I study Proto-Indo-European. And I'm
so you've read some books. Have you ever actually talked to a Muslim?
Oh, yeah. I debate them all the time.
Mm-hmm. Have you actually talked to a Muslim, not had a debate?
Oh, yeah. I've lived next to them.
Uh-huh. And so when you've asked them about Sharia law, what have they told you?
Well, see, this is the thing, is that if you understand the way Islam is created, if you understand the Arabic language itself, it presupposes a tacit caste system, which allows obfuscation. Depending on who you are, take the word haram, right? It means forbidden, but it also means harem. And what a harem is that's where you keep where the women in your family, your sex slaves, your wives, and your concubines sleep. But also, family members that are male can enter into the harem. So it has three different definitions, and depending on who you are, it can be translated differently. And this is true with almost all of the terms in Islam, including the word Islam itself.
So what would it look like to you to ban Sharia law? This is something you're proposing. What does that mean?
Banning Sharia law means that what it does is it sends a signal to the Muslim world that if you are going to come to the United States, you are going to abide by and respect our laws. And if you are sympathetic to Sharia law, the people that are doing the terrorism, they're not fringe Muslims. They're core Muslims. Sharia law is practiced in
there are a billion Muslims. A billion people haven't attacked.
Yeah, these are clearly fringe people because most Muslims are peaceful. They care about their communities, their neighbors, and their families. And to act like their internal religious rules are in some way a threat to you is absolute fear-mongering, sir. And you didn't really answer my question, so I'll try to rephrase it so you can better get a better response. You're talking about banning Sharia law. How exactly, because since Sharia law is an internal set of rules within the religion, how is that different, banning Sharia law, from banning the religion itself?
This is the thing, is that if Islam is a religion of peace and if Muslims are peaceful...
All the evidence is they are.
Well,
okay, there are some extremists who aren't, but there are also some extremists who call themselves Christians who are not peaceful either. I'd like you to hang on. We can continue the discussion, and I'll see if I can roust up a real Muslim here. I don't know if I can, but I know Will Cawley's probably preparing for his show later tonight, The Call to Freedom, which is a Muslim-oriented liberty talk show. So we'll see if we can round him up here. Hour number two is coming up on Free Talk Live.
The root cause of most of society's ills is neither malice nor negligence, but a mere superstition, an unquestioned assumption which has been accepted on faith by nearly everyone of all ages, races, religions, education, and income levels. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose exposes the myths for what it is, showing how nearly everyone, as a result of one particular unquestioned assumption, is directly contributing to violence and oppression without even realizing it. Find The Most Dangerous Superstition on Amazon and LarkinRose.com.
Could you use up to $35,000? No need to shop around for loans anymore. LoanUS.com is a convenient online way to connect with a lender based on your unique background and provide you a loan of up to $35,000. And LoanUS.com works with lenders in all 50 states. Use the loan to pay for emergency expenses, medical bills, debt consolidation, home improvement, large purchases, and even taxes.
LoanUS.com connects you with lenders, but is not a lender or a broker and does not make lending or credit decisions. Loans may not be available for residents of some states. APR, loan term, loan amount, and other loan details may vary. See LoanUS.com for details.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the Marchionites fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.